Hey, Queen. It's January 18th, 2020, on the Coffee House for Culture Radio. I'm the artist D, and that is Anne Marie.
I want to be a queen.
You are.
What qualifies me? Like, what makes you a queen? What makes you, like, what gives you that name?
Anything can make you a queen. You can just be. As long as you're fabulous, and you are fabulous.
Well, I'm all right. I'm a queen.
You're a queen.
Hey,
queen. Yes.
Educated right off from the start.
It's absolutely good. We're all queens here.
I like that.
You are. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm fabulous. I was just asked recently, is fabulous the same today as it was yesterday? Yes. Fabulous is always fabulous.
That's good.
That is. Fabulous never changes.
The various degrees of fabulation.
And fabulosity.
Fabulosity. I like fabulosity. It's a good word.
It is. It is. Are you getting snow? I'm seeing on stories. There's a lot of snow in New York.
We got some snow yesterday. Only about 3 inches, but just enough to make everyone freak out completely. We've forgotten how to drive in the snow.
Amazing for the East Coast New Yorkers.
I mean, it's ridiculous. We had a 15-car pileup on one of our parkways.
Oh, my.
You know, because everyone's rushing through because they're cool.
Yes, and they have four-wheel drive, so they think it's okay.
No, actually, these are all sedans that probably don't have shit, you know.
They just think they're immune. Everything's fine.
So, yeah, 15-car pileup last afternoon. And, I was home.
Good. Good. I had to do some research.
Sweats. What'd you do?
On all this, the snow, but the hashtag with NL snowstorm and these people that are opening their doors and literally their entire door, they're snowed in, like, up to the top of the door.
Oh, somebody got like 12 feet of snow. Like, yes.
And it wasn't easy to find because everyone was just tagging it NL snowstorm. Like, where is this? And it was a Newfoundland, Canada, which is near you. Apparently it's on that side, your side.
Oh. Hey.
So maybe you're getting some of their reciprocated.
Yeah, we're getting the residual
snow, the fluff.
You know,
it's coming down. Yeah, because everybody else is claustrophobically snowed in.
You're getting killed. It's terrible. It is winter. Let's remember, sure. Everybody.
It is winter. It does snow sometimes, even though we're going through a climate crisis. But this is part of that climate crisis.
Snow.
But I would get a little freaked out with snow up to literally covering my door.
That's crazy.
I remember growing up, probably only got up to the middle of the door, which is fine because you can still see out. But
that's still okay.
But when you're buried in snow, like literally you yourself could be buried, that's not comforting.
We only had about 3 feet drop on us once years ago. The blizzard of 96. That was it.
That was one of those back then. It was the blizzard of 90 something, and it was like 12 feet or some craziness. I don't know.
That's crazy. Yeah. It's also a lot of fun. Like, the kids today have no idea what they're missing.
No, they don't.
To jump in a pile of snow and lose your boot, that's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
You find it in the springtime.
to think you can walk on it and then you fall all the way in.
Yes.
All the way.
I'm going to make an igloo. No, you're not. No, you're not.
You're going to die.
But that was fun.
It was.
We'd spend hours trying to do things. It would never work because the snow was just heavy.
Absolutely. But, you know, this is the perfect time to stay inside in your pajamas.
Yeah, you ain't kidding.
And binge.
I binged. Oh,
I binged too. We've been binging.
I enjoyed it.
I have binged.
I was also
more
surprised at myself. I can't believe I'm sitting here.
Me
oh my
too.
God.
Yes. I haven't. I don't think I have ever binged like I have binged the last 2 weeks. and of course, for those who do not know the term, binge on Netflix or on anything is you watch something repeatedly, the whole series. Sitting there on your couch so long that Netflix says, are you still there?
I know. Isn't that terrible?
Yes.
How dare you ask me?
Yeah, that it.
And of course, I'm still here.
Of course, I'm still here. I wonder, is there any ever anyone who's not still there? did that save them anything?
That's a Twitter poll. Yes. I don't know.
But it's kind of, you know, well, for me, it's a reminder. It's like, might as well just be saying, you've been sitting there all day, dude. What are you doing? What are you doing with
What's
your life?
Limit? I'm not sure, like, I never paid attention to the time limit that they throw on you before they put that out there.
It didn't seem very long. Last night it came up on, like, the third episode, and I was shocked.
I have to pay attention.
Because when I was, last weekend was AJ and the Queen binge weekend, and it took a while for it to come up. Maybe because I'd never done that before, so they were like, okay, let him have it, let him have it, and then... Then
give them this chance.
Don't want to turn them off too soon. Don't want them to think that we think they're lazy.
It's a new series. We want you to watch this. Go ahead.
Absolutely. And maybe that was it. It was their series. Although the other one, that's all there. Yeah. They do
yeah,
a
that's
lot.
All theirs.
They do everything.
Yeah. It's amazing, isn't it? They took over the world.
Who would have thought?
Who knew?
This little movie sending thing, this where you get your disc in the mail, would one day be like the top producer of pretty good content.
I read somewhere that the CEO of Blockbuster missed an opportunity to buy Netflix. He thought it was just a foolish concept.
Oh, shit.
So here you go.
Yes, he thought his stores would be there forever. Blockbuster. Someone just,
it really is amazing.
I was just talking about that last week. Somebody referenced that as a... as a location marker, they're like, you know where the old Blockbuster used to be? I'm like, no, I certainly do not.
What was that? Soon it's going to be. What was that?
What was that? Yes. There's only like one left. I think it's in Oregon.
Really? Mm-hmm. The community fought for it.
Fought for it, and they love it. They love going to the store and renting a movie. How does that work?
They're not getting it. They're not getting any new material. I mean, who the hell's doing that? That's crazy.
That's the thing. I wonder if they're just having, they have like, maybe it's like nostalgia. They have like a very old selection of movies.
It sucks.
People still.
You can only watch Tootsie over and over and over.
Exactly. Got to go in and you have to rent Chucky or the Little Whorehouse in Texas.
Kramer versus Kramer. What else? What goes way back there?
Exactly. And the dirty the dirty section isn't really that dirty as compared to today's dirt.
That's true.
Tom Selleck, yes. Oh.
Oh God, is he still alive? He's got to be alive.
He is. I saw him on a tabloid recently that he was turning 70 something.
Oh hey.
Hey, yes, that's one.
Right on, Tom.
There's one thing that hasn't changed: standing in the grocery line reading the tabloids.
That will never change. They'll never go out of print.
No, never. Weekly World News. It's the way.
That was a great paper.
It's the best. They still do digital. They kind of faltered for a while, but they're digital now.
Oh, I gotta check it out.
Yeah, you can still read about the alien babies and.
Oh, I'm excited. Future content. That's great.
Totally. We kind of are Weekly World News. Hillary Clinton gave birth to alien baby.
As she should. Why not?
So I watched AJ and the Queen. You watched AJ and the Queen.
I did.
And here we are.
Finished it.
You finished it in one day?
In one day?
One day. Yeah, me too.
I did it.
It was the whole,
I liked it.
Whole day. I loved it. I loved it.
I wanted more storyline, though. I want more nitty gritty.
I didn't need
the flashback performances, you know?
Yeah, because there's a performance. It's RuPaul's.
There's the main performance, which is lovely. Goes with the story.
Which is good. Yeah, the flashback. You're right. The flashback ones could have gone. Some of them, probably. But I thought it was really RuPaul's best. I think this is something. I mean, she said this is something. He said it's a. Something he was waiting to do all of his life, basically, or what he was born for or something. But it was definitely one of the best to see him in all of his glory. And I think that it was time to see him working again, like lip syncing, so people know that he really is a functional drag queen. Because on the Drag Race, you know, for 10, 12 years now, we haven't really seen him do anything.
Oh, he had to remind everybody.
Yeah, so I think this is a good reminder that RuPaul is still fabulous and can actually do what he is judging on his other show. That was good. You thought the acting was good?
He wavered a bit for me.
Yeah.
You know, but that's because I'm just critical. Like, really, what? The true star of this series is Coco Butter, character.
Yes. I was amazed that the character is blind, but the actor is not. But they did the thing with his eye.
Yeah.
His eye was skewed, and I'm curious about how they did that. I guess it was just a lens or something.
Yeah, probably. But it just cool.
So convincing. Yes, a blind drag queen that could still do her makeup flawlessly.
And dress patterns.
And dress patterns.
And dress patterns.
Bejeweling like crazy. I didn't like, because everybody said you're going to fall in love with the little kid, AJ. I did not fall in love with the little kid.
I didn't either.
I like her. I thought she was rude and still.
I thought she was an obnoxious little shit. Yeah, exactly. But hey.
Yeah, I didn't see that innocent girl underneath that they were all talking about. It was, no, she's just an ass.
Yeah, like I think they needed more time to
develop that.
Like you saw the RuPaul character get soft. Mm-hmm. And I liked seeing that. He was evolving, but she didn't change a little bit. Like she, you know, she started liking him, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
She had too much turmoil, and we couldn't really address all the turmoil because you know what the hell was going on, because we had to watch another flashback. Like, all right.
Yes.
I don't know.
I thought Rue's acting was okay. I mean, great. But more so because I know Rue, and he was acting himself. So, and it's kind of like Madonna. You know, everybody says Madonna's a really bad actress, but
yeah.
I think it's just Madonna being Madonna.
Right.
And these people are acting like themselves, and actually real people out here in the world looking at that don't compare it to reality. That's not how most people act in real life, but that is how they act in real life. So
right.
I think it was very authentic for him, but maybe others watching saw that there was something lacking there. Because I don't really pick out bad acting very well. I've been very bad at that.
I've just been watching too much goddamn Netflix.
True. You've been binging for too long. You know good when you see it.
There were a lot of lessons in this series.
Yes.
You know, social commentary, like, this is why we do this, and this is why you should... Which was very nice and all, but I felt that was just, I don't know.
Well, we're still training the people.
A little pushed in. I know you're still training. That's what it was training for the people.
Yeah, because we had to, you can't just go into it.
I'm just wondering, do we need the training in this series?
Well, I think to make it a popular series, probably yes. Just because people don't know. They just don't know.
Yeah.
And they don't understand. And I get that because I go into these groups and I don't understand what they're talking about either. So.
It's like, what?
But
the groups who do understand, could they tolerate that? Or is it just kind of like, all right, come on.
Yeah, it was kind of
push it aside.
Kind of like the Drag Race UK was, they stopped every so often to say, now we're going to take them to the library and read. And then they're like, well, now reading means this. And they just, like, every drag cliche term or language, they had to stop and say, which means blah, blah, blah. Because, of course, the UK people, they thought they didn't know, but I don't know. That's the good question is, do they need to know? Do they care? Is it important? I'm not sure.
I guess they're trying to find out who their audience is right now. We'll see what happens next season, if there's a next season.
Yes, I think they really... underestimated themselves in the UK because they just did drag con in the UK, which started RuPaul's Drag Con convention. For those of you who don't know, that's a convention that started in California.
That's a big deal. Yeah. Right.
And then now you've got one in New York, and now they just did one in the UK this weekend. And the headlines were, it was a failure because they didn't anticipate the hordes of people that were attending. And it did look like a clusterfuck. Yeah. Like, it was just a clogged artery of people.
We didn't know.
And they said that it started, it was halfway done, and people were still queued outside in the cold trying to get in. And they missed a lot of the schedule. So it was very surprising to them. But yeah, they just don't know that there's all these people out here who want that.
Nobody's planning and researching, huh? What the hell?
No. And that's the problem with all things. They always plan for a low attendance. What if this doesn't work out? Which I understand, but I wish they didn't do that.
Because it's going to work out times 10, and then you're screwed because you can't accommodate. Mm-hmm. Great.
Good job, guys. Good job.
A few music festivals come to mind, but that's another show.
True. No, I then you tweeted me, you. You tweeted me about The Circle on Netflix, not to be confused with the horror movie that's on Amazon, because I almost watched that by mistake, also called The Circle. But this is a Netflix original reality television show.
Yes.
Social media, social networking.
It's apparently a UK show, so this is a trimmed version that we're getting in the US. Okay. I didn't know that either.
I'm learning something today. I liked it.
You know.
I did.
I'm ashamed to say I did too. I'm like, oh my God, this is trash. Why am I watching this? And then I'm on episode 3.
Yes.
It just happened.
That's what happened to me, because I thought you're gonna talk about it. I knew you were gonna talk about it. So I'm like, let me just put this one on. Just episode 1, and then I'm like, oh God, an hour.
Yeah.
An hour of my life. Okay, fine. I'll do it for research. I'll do it in the name.
Went by fast. Went by really fast.
Do it in the name of Coffee House. And then I'm on episode 4. And then I'm texting you. I'm wasting my life, but I'm enjoying it.
Can't stop. You can't stop.
And then I had to go through. I sped to the end, to the second to last episode, to see who was left. And then I saw the final episode, and I did skip through that just to see who won. I was disappointed. And then
the show was about a group of people who do not see each other. They're just in their own little apartments. And the only way they have access to one another is through this app on their TV called The Circle.
For chatting.
Yes. And every day, I guess it's every day, or was it every week? I don't even know.
I don't know.
They are forced to rate one another.
And they had
according to their popularity.
Little apps challenging them to answer certain questions. And they had to set up their profile with either their real pictures from social media or some of them were catfish.
Yeah.
Pretending to be someone they are not.
A lot of them were catfish. Very interesting stuff.
Yes. Yeah.
One made it through to the end.
Yeah. Well, it was interesting to hear them all, because at the end, the last standing 5 get together face to face. And the observations that they were making, it reminded me of like 1997 AOL chat.
Yes.
And it was so interesting because they were surprised. So it's just such a new everything for these people that they don't even realize. They don't know the impact of chatting and how that can build a relationship, and how you don't have to talk to each other verbally and you don't even have to be who you are, because even those folks at the end, they kind of fell in love with them too, even though one woman was a man. They just don't they don't know the special stuff that we went through in the 90s with the chat rooms.
Yes, it was all brand new.
And that's what I missed most. That's why I kind of really loved it. And you just kind of connected with them, because I went through that with chatting, where you build those relationships. So it was a very touching show, surprisingly.
It's like, oh, it's just I don't know. It's amazing to just watch who's popular one week, how it just shifts.
Yes.
Because of hearsay, or it was just amazing. Like, look at this. And when you find out who wins, you're like, what the fuck?
Yes, exactly. Yes, I really enjoyed that. I didn't watch any of the other ones that you had mentioned. And I'm not going to.
I actually couldn't make it through those other ones. There's one about, I forgot the name of it.
As you said, Casketeers or something?
Funeral Directors in the Philippines.
Oh, that's interesting.
And I'm like, but what, a whole series? What the hell? A reality series based on, what are you going to cover?
They're dead.
Where's the end? We're going to watch embalming? What's going to happen here? Maybe that's the big hit right there.
It could be.
But you can really go down this wormhole of doom on Netflix. It's amazing.
Yeah. I think that's what people are doing. Like, I haven't watched a reality show since like 2000 something, very early. And probably like Celebrity Big Brother UK with Pete Burns. That was like ages ago. But it made me think, since I don't watch that, Netflix never ever tells me to watch a reality show. So I don't even know what's on there. Until you, thank you very much.
Well, yeah, you watch The Circle, so yes, all this now, shit's going to pop
it's
up.
It's going to just start flooding in. But that reminded me of, or made me think that that's why people are so obsessed with it. Because in this lonely world, this lonely social media world, we lack that connection. And that's how watching The Circle and feeling that way, that's how I feel when I listen to someone on a podcast or on their webcam when they're just chatting, or a YouTube video. Mm-hmm. It's a connection of their kind of... my friends, they're in the room, they're keeping me company.
Right.
And must be what secretly is happening with the world and their reality television shows, that they can't stop watching. It's a connection to a reality that they think exists, but
right, but it's not really there. It's not there.
Yeah. And that's, but it does make me think that people should get out more and get to know each other
well,
more.
Yeah. These people weren't allowed out. That's why I like that part.
Yes.
They really were trapped in these apartments.
I think that's great. Yeah.
You want to talk to somebody? You got to message one of your artificial friends.
Yes. I think that's fantastic. So go watch The Circle after AJ and the Queen.
We should go on together. Let's go on as one character together.
Yes, could. We'd probably be voted off immediately.
Probably, yeah.
Because our profiles would be so outrageous that they'd be like, no, this person isn't real. That's what happened with the first one. She wasn't real.
That's true. She's not a model. But then the guys who were, kind of normal, they didn't last long either.
Yeah, it was always the ones who were not.
You have to go in the middle.
Go in the middle.
Interesting. Okay.
And this comes on the heels of an article that, or in the news lately, that Instagram will be hiding likes.
Yeah, drama.
The influencers are outraged, I'm sure.
Sure. That's their life. That's their currency.
Yes.
Oh my God.
The man behind it, who is adorable, by the way. exactly. Adam Mosseri, he's the head of Instagram, And he has been behind this movement, trying to learn from Facebook, because Facebook, of course, owns Instagram, but is not in charge of it, apparently, according to this New York Times article. Yes, thank Christ.
Right.
It says you'll be able to see how many hearts your posts get, but not other people's tallies.
And I kind of like that.
I like it now. I think I would have been upset before. I was a bit of an addict for the likes, because that's how it always was. Even before likes, I was around before likes, and I was getting and I was getting likes.
Hey,
we just had to figure out how to do it the old-fashioned way. Oh my God!
I'm listening.
I just pictured, you know, Grandpa Artist D saying, well, we used to get likes the old-fashioned way.
Uphill both ways.
It was, you know, how many people signed your guest book? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Did you ever have a website with a guest book?
I didn't personally, but I mean, I knew of the guest book. You go and visit, yeah. You sign in.
Yes.
Yeah.
And tell them how much you love them.
Isn't that great?
Their website. I love
Yes, kissers.
That. Yes. And I would screenshot for later, and it was great.
I'm loved.
I am
Which
loved.
I guess you could still do. You could still screenshot what you've got, but that's...
True, but then is it
you'll
real?
You'll be disliked for tooting your own horn.
That's true. The effort is internally labeled Project Daisy, as in, does she love me or does she not love me? Love me, love me not. Likes are the social media currency undergirding an entire influencer economy, in case you didn't know, inspiring a million Kardashian wannabes and the regular people who are seeking endorphins, which is what it is. It's all about the dopamine, Anne-Marie. Always.
I guess so. I never paid attention to my likes, I'll be honest.
Yeah, you're not addicted like I.
But I do get I really get a kick out of my stories, because my stories they vary anywhere from like 75 to like over 100 something views. And I'm cracking up because it's all stupid shit that I'm doing. And I think that's fun to see how far it reaches, because it's people who aren't following you.
It is. Yeah. And what feed
am I showing up in?
I do have that sort of appreciation for it. And I think my bad side of it is more of an anger towards the actual platform for hiding a lot of what I do. Like when I was doing that a lot, I could tell when Facebook decided, for whatever algorithmic reason, not to share a post of mine with the whole newsfeed.
Bastards.
Because you can't tell me that I can post one thing one day and the same thing the next day or similar, and one gets 30 likes and the other gets absolutely zero. So it's very telling of their issues. So I think it's more that, when it's like, well, I know that I personally organically could have created the likes and the attention, but this platform purposely is killing me. That's no fun.
Right. No, I get it. Yeah.
But others, it's the dopamine thing. It really is a high of knowing that. And I just saw some meme about that where the brain is talking to itself. It's like, we posted a thing. Did people push the button? Many people pushed the button. Oh, good. We can post another thing.
Keep going. It's that validation. Yes. But I wonder, like the accounts that are popular, why are they popular? Are they popular because you enjoy the content? Are they popular because, well, he's got a million followers. Right. I should like them too.
Exactly. Yes. I think it's that. I think that makes the difference, because it's not just because somebody's hot or funny. It's, oh, they're hot and they have a million followers. So let me add to that.
Right.
And he's so hot and popular. Like, that matters. Why can't you just
be, it depends on
you can't
the
just
day.
Be hot, you know?
It's going to be really interesting to see what the hell happens. I'm kind of excited.
Yeah. Yeah.
Take it away. Let's see what happens. Will we kill ourselves?
Yeah, this New York Times article, of course, goes into all of the all of the things, especially like advertising, and because they don't want to shoot themselves in the foot, because that matters.
Right.
So it's still going to work that way of putting things at the top of the list that get a lot of likes. You just don't know that they got a lot of likes. I like that better. It's saying, well, people are finding this interesting, so maybe you want to see it too.
Miss the chronological timeline. Come on.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Your pain timeline. Yes. Yeah, your timeline should always be chronological, for sure. I wouldn't want it any other way, even though it is.
They just, shove in other. You see something you like, the screen refreshes, and you got to scroll for 30 minutes until you find it again.
Twitter.
Twitter
does that. Twitter is the worst, because you get all the way down your feed and you finally see something and you just get a glimpse of it and you're like,
boom.
And then boom, it's gone. Took it away.
And then you get hit with the "in case you missed it" section.
Yes, which is good for me, because I do miss it, but I don't think that I miss it on purpose. I think that Twitter kind of didn't show it to me in the first place, and now they're showing it to me. And then even
that's
Facebook.
Reality.
Yes, exactly. Even Facebook.
Let's just save it here. We'll show them later. Oh, Facebook's a piece of shit. Don't even start. Oh my God.
Well, even when I go through and I say, I want these people to show up at the top of my timeline, these are the important people, and it still doesn't put them up to the
right.
top.
And if you run a page, nobody sees a goddamn thing.
Nobody sees anything. Fuck Facebook.
Hashtag.
Fuck
Facebook. Fuck
Facebook. So it should be interesting for those influencers, especially those stone-faced pretty people that never smile and just keep posting.
Oh, how's
that
going to affect their mm-hmm. income? I mean, they make money off that stuff.
Right, exactly.
Oh, this is exciting.
I saw when I read this article, I feel like it's what old Hollywood kept ranting about, and what old internet school people kept ranting about is, not everyone should be a celebrity. And this is true.
That's it.
Now, because in this century, the audience has all come on stage, and there's no one in the audience to appreciate what's being put on show. And so I think that's kind of what they were saying it might do, is make, the people that actually do something, perhaps they'll still get attention, but maybe those influencers who are just kind of sitting there stone-faced.
And right.
One particularly comes to mind. He's always coming up on the popular, when I go to the, what's popular button, there's this one guy who's always, he doesn't smile. He just stands there, his muscles rippling.
Why isn't he on my feed? What's happening?
I'll have to share him with you. And I don't follow him because he kind of bothers me in like this psychotic way. Like, why are you never smiling? Why are you never doing anything but standing there?
Because he doesn't have to.
It's so disappointing. And people
he doesn't
love
have to
that.
Do any of that. People That's flock what, to him.
Why?
But now we could people choose our own that. Celebrities, our own people, our own cats that we should be following.
Let's follow Yay! Our own cats. Yes. Follow Magnolia if you haven't already.
Find I didn't. I did not purchase followers for Magnolia. It drives me crazy. There's animal accounts would have like hundreds of thousands of people, and I'm like, but my cat's cuter, so what the fuck?
That's the other thing: the buying of followers and the buying of likes. That'll be out the window. But buying followers.
Yeah. Oh my god.
I don't know. I find the follower thing. What, disappointing? I don't know. I think people, the people that think that it matters, because I hear it a lot of, well, you're a person with 20 followers. What are you trying to tell me?
Right. That's your credibility factor.
Yeah. Why is that your credibility factor? I'm not down for that. And I mean, thankfully I have hundreds and hundreds, but that's in other comparison, not much.
I want to erase and start over. Mm.
That would be fun, maybe.
Maybe. Reality is I'm too lazy to do a damn thing, so we're going to work with what we've got.
I did clean my Twitter list because I was like, I love Twitter. I know.
How'd you feel? Oh my God, that's amazing.
Feels good. And it was good to know that even, because you have that risk with Twitter is, you know, if you follow someone, they follow you back. And then if they see that you've unfollowed them, they'll not follow you. So it was good
drama.
To see.
Drama, yeah.
Yeah, there was an authenticity here of the people that I unfollowed were kind of not doing anything anyway. And they may not have been following me anyway. But the folks I kept everybody that followed me and was a real person or appeared to be. But I just wanted to cut back from the days of when we just follow everybody. And
yeah.
I just felt a little clogged. And I like Twitter. I enjoy spending time on Twitter.
I follow too much crap.
Yeah. It's like any of those for culture type accounts where, you know, everybody's there. It gets very bogged down.
And no one's paying attention. It's like, yeah. Come on. And you're waving and screaming out into the universe and no one's listening.
Yes.
So you got to pick your followers. Pick who you follow. Make sure they interact with you. It's more fulfilling. Gosh darn it.
It would be nice if we could get a message, require a message to be sent prior to adding.
And I'm not an asshole.
Yeah, exactly. I like your work, or I acknowledge I am a human too. Something.
Although I hate when people DM me immediately after we do the following thing and hi, they introduce themselves. I'm like, leave me alone. I just wanted to see your words. Go away. I don't want to interact with you that much.
I like it when they're just, I mean, and I get so little of it, but the real people that just say hi or I enjoy your work or something, and then they add you. But what, of course, ticks me off is the ad, and then make sure you follow this and that, and check out my work at this link. And I'm on Etsy, and I'm on Patreon, and join me there. Yeah.
Shut up. Yeah.
When it's just the copy-pasted welcome message. Like, I just joined their fan club on Twitter.
There's a lot of that, right. But, yeah. I don't like that.
No. We need
like
authenticity.
Nope.
We like the authenticity.
Well, everybody should watch The Circle.
Everybody should. You might learn something. Learn something about yourself. Did you cry watching it at all? Tear up a little? Get a little
foot-clamped?
No.
Why the hell would I?
See, this is...
I was more like, wow.
This is why I'm crazy. Because shows like this, I was even tearing up over because of the connections. And they're so, you know, they were so moving.
Well, there's the one guy who didn't believe in social media to begin with, so he was actually benefiting from it. So that was a nice, like, oh, yes. Look at you.
Yeah, yeah. And that's more the thing I get. That always gets me is that connection. Like, oh my God, they became friends, and they liked him, and he was the top guy for a while, and
he was the bottom at first,
and he's never been the top guy, and he hates all that stuff. So it was cute.
Yeah, see?
I like that. Because I wish that we could make more friends online. It would be more fun if we could do that. But how the hell do you make friends online?
Oh, it's hard. You just got to really get some stuff in common. And you got to...
And especially
for me.
What do
you do?
Like, God.
Chat rooms, right?
Exactly. I'm just such a strange creature. How could I... Oh.
I don't know.
I just don't know how. I look through it makes me feel like Grandpa on the frickin' porch because I
just shaking your cane
just this morning. I'm and the same thing with that. What the hell was it that we were on that we're not on that other service that the chat thing,
the service we were on, but we were not.
The thing your son's on.
It was so amazing. Yes. I didn't go on.
Right. That. Yeah. Whatever. Yeah. Whatever the kids are using these days. Yes. That. You go on and you get into these groups, and just with the gender sexuality topic, where they're, you know, I mean, you talk about you being educated just by what I'm talking about here. I'm like, my mind is blown in these places with these people because they start using words and genders that I've never heard of. And
that's interesting.
And abbreviations. And it literally is like our grandparents listening to me in 1999 talking about, you know, chat rooms and ASL and LOL and What's your age, yeah, sex, and that? Location?
Immediately you go away. ASL, right. Yes. Oh my God. Yeah. In your Comic Sans font.
Yes. Well, even this abbreviation of TLDL, TLTR, something too long, didn't read. It's an abbreviation for that.
Yes. Yeah, so you'll see it on Reddit constantly.
I see it a lot now, and I've had to learn what that is. But this morning I was on Twitter, and I was randomly on a polyamory hashtag. And
randomly, I just found myself there.
Totally just that's what happens on Twitter. And I'm like, well, maybe these people, because I'm always looking for people of different whatever, I don't know what you'd call it, like different way of life and cultures, right, that might mesh with mine. Because, you know, when you come on and you're like, I'm a Satanist and a drag queen. And
it's like, what?
And, you know, that's just scratching the surface. And so and there is no, you know, satanic drag queen social media networking.
Well, not that you don't. Who knows?
Not that I'm aware.
So everything is there.
If there
you just got to find it. Please, everything is there.
Please tweet the artist D if you're part of the satanic drag queen social media group. Direct me towards it, please. But I'm scrolling through the polyamory and suddenly somebody says, I am just so happy that I have my polycule.
Polycule.
Polycule. And I'm like, what? Then this is exactly what I keep coming up against every time I go into any of these different lifestyles. So I had to look it up. A polycule is a connected network of people in a non-monogamous relationship. The term is likened to such a network to a model of a chemical molecule, which uses lines, circular shapes, blah, blah, blah. Bonds between atoms.
Hard.
Yeah. I'm like, so even that. I mean, every kind of time I go into the genderqueer and the polyamorous and even Satanists, sometimes it's like suddenly there's a new label. There's so many labels. What the hell is a polycule? I didn't even know people had polycules. Sounds lovely. I would love a polycule.
Sounds like something that's growing on your body. Look, I have a polycule right here. Could you get it to remove it, please?
Exactly. Doctor, could you remove this polycule from...
Oh, God.
So I don't know. I would love to be on the circle so I could make some friends, okay?
Oh, you're going to make friends on the circle. I really thought it was an interesting thing.
It was. It was definitely interesting. It would kind of threw me back, and I enjoyed it. But
where's season two? That's all I want to know.
Yes.
So I can waste my life.
Got to wait another year. No, I probably would. Yeah, if it was a season two, I might actually watch it like a normal show, not binge it. But it was. It's a nice light something because you need a little light something in this world.
I agree. Like, I don't know what the hell to watch now. Oh, my God.
Part of why, like, Aging and the Queen, I'm glad it didn't go too deep, because there were times when I'm like, oh, God, something terrible is about to happen. And it didn't. Right. It went light. And I'm like, oh, that's so nice that I didn't have to feel that.
I wanted more from the ending.
Definitely.
I wanted answers. Yeah.
The only thing, and this is one show I won't spoil for people, believe it or not. But
you're nice.
Yeah. Thanks to the voiceover at the end, that kind of wrapped it up saying, okay, things are going to go okay, and season two is going to be wonderful. But if they had ended it without the voiceover and the explanation, I would have thought that bastard kid. And there's RuPaul. Oh, my God. You know.
In a beautiful dress.
Oh my God.
You know, like, look at you.
Dress, that, the red.
Because I'd fall on my ass. Oh. I would walk into the dress and be all over the place. So that's talent.
I would love that dress. Red tulle everywhere, and it looked like it was heavy as fuck.
Yeah. That's an 88-pound dress. Oh. Never mind. The wig, too. Oh, God.
The wig, yeah. Because, you know, most of the wigs you saw. Here's a drag fact for you. Most of those wigs are like 2 to 3 wigs. Like, they actually put two together. Most drag queens that look like that put about 2 wigs together.
This is skills.
Especially that last one. It was probably two wigs piled. Yeah. It's great.
My God.
I miss that. I want to run through a field in an 80-pound wig and a red tulle dress.
You should do that. And I'll be behind you with my phone documenting everything.
That's the photo shoot right there. You and me.
And we'll put it on Instagram before the likes disappear.
Yes, please. My God.
Our ooh, egos. Now will your previous likes be wiped out? I guess ooh, so.
Yeah. Well, that's exciting. Yeah, they'll just be hidden. Hidden away.
It's like, say goodbye. Mm-hmm. Okay.
See, we're getting back to the normal way of life where you had to figure out when someone says they're popular, are they really popular? There's no way to judge. Are you? Well, okay, you look popular. All right. I might like you.
I'm amazing. Everybody should just follow me for my bullshit. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Follow us. Follow the artist D. Follow Anne-Marie. She is life consumer everywhere.
Hey.
Hey. And follow Coffee House, which is now on Insta.
Hey.
Which I haven't got any time to play with myself because I've been watching Netflix.
Nobody does.
I'm too busy watching shows.
It's fun, though. But now I got to find a new show to watch because...
It keeps telling me on Netflix to watch the new Dracula series, but I don't know.
Yeah, what the hell is that? My friend, actually, a friend I went to college with, was a judge last year. Mm. So there you go.
Yeah, it was...
I never saw the series.
Everybody says it's very homoerotic, which is the only reason I'll watch it.
Okay.
They said it was too gay. I'm like, okay, I'm there.
Too gay.
Anything that's too gay, get me a ticket for the front row. I'll bring my too gay ass up in there. And
all right, I have to watch this. What season are we up to for this?
Well, Dracula, I think it just started.
It just started, catch up.
It's a new Dracula Netflix series. It looked good, but coming from all this fluffy shit that we just watched, it is very serious. Yeah. So I'm waiting.
Hold on, I gotta look this up here.
I'm waiting. Yep. And
we're up to season 3. Wait a minute. I gotta catch up. Yes. All right. I saw a preview. Okay. Yes. And everybody was like, okay. I'm ready.
Now you're ready. Yeah. No, it's all very, apparently the type of show I enjoy, apparently, according to Netflix, is cerebral shows. They're very cerebral.
They put you in a box.
I must like very nice, calm, but interesting brainy shows.
That's a good thing. Yeah. That just means you have a brain. How about that?
Yeah, that was the I watched The Two Popes with Anthony Hopkins.
I actually enjoyed that a lot.
I did enjoy that. Yes.
You know, religious crap aside, it was just interesting to have the dynamic of that. I like dynamics. Yes. I like to oversee all that business.
Oh, and I finished watching. This is our Netflix show, by the way. I binged a little here and there, and I finished it last night. It was the Assassination of Gianni Versace.
Oh, I didn't know that was on there.
And
I had to pose outside his home, you know.
Really? I didn't know that.
That was years ago. I made the whole family pose outside of the gates.
I love it. Right where he was shot.
Because that's so what you sweet. Do.
That's what you do. Yes, absolutely. It was extremely good, but you have to, or at least I have to understand, it's not real. Like, they do not know almost anything about the murder, Andrew Cunanan. They don't know his story, all of it. I mean, and they did do a good job of clearly stating that at the beginning and ending of the show, that most of this is completely imaginary, taken from, you know, the facts that they have, but all conversation is imaginary. Situations have been smushed together.
You're watching somebody's imagination. Yeah.
And it was made by the guy that does American Horror Story, Ryan Murphy.
So, okay.
It's kind of like a little mini American Horror Story just about Gianni Versace. It should have been, although it would not have been popular, but called the Andrew Cunanan story, because it's more about the murderer and his life.
Nobody would have watched that. No, come on.
Nobody would have watched. But he was apparently quite the gigolo and a porn star and a gay prostitute and all sorts of things.
He had more, you know. He was, quote, too gay. Okay.
He was friggin' nuts. Yeah, that was the only part of this that was true, is he was definitely nuts.
Interesting. Yeah, all right. Knowing that it's the American Horror Story guy.
Yeah. Yeah, I would watch it. I watch it as a show, but just I would not watch it thinking, oh, this is what actually happened, because they don't know anything that happened, really. Because every time they got to a new point, I'm like Wikipediaing it. Does this
really? Yeah, but no one else does that but you. See?
Right. Exactly.
Your brain at work.
That could be dangerous. Then people are watching this thinking that it's real. My God.
That's always going to happen. But hey, people. What's up with Donatella? My God, she's disappeared.
That's the really not real part of that show, is the person that played Donatella. It was far, far too.
She was looking good, right?
Yes.
Or Donatella.
I didn't want to say it, but yeah, even the young, because she's played more of a young pre-plastic surgery Donatella, but even that did not really match the real Donatella. And I had wished that as they went through the show, this person would have got some. Yeah, she would have.
You
watched
the mileage accumulate. Yeah,
she would have had a bit more cracks and a bit bigger lips. That would have been more realistic.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's what money does to you.
Oh, yeah.
Makes you want to spend it on random things. You run out of stuff to buy. Right.
Exactly. So then you're like, I think I'll buy some new lips. Make them as big as possible.
It all starts with Botox that people want to get in their forehead and whatever, so they look very surprised.
Yep.
And that the addiction begins.
It's true. That's the gateway drug, Botox.
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun. Just want you to know, my cat just bit me.
Oh.
What the hell? That was not nice.
You took that very well on the air. You could have started screaming. I can't.
Well,
we could have heard a cat flying across the room, thump, hit the wall.
Maybe I insulted her Botox habit. I'm apparently. Sorry, Magnolia. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings.
She just suddenly she turns and I hate your show. Fuck you.
Quick, let me dig up my Mommy Dearest quotes.
Exactly. Why can't you give me the respect that I can get from anybody off the street?
Oh, look at you. Wow.
And Magnolia's response would be, because I'm not one of your fans.
That's right. Oh, gee, you're amazing. You're amazing.
Oh, I.
It goes beyond the no more wire hangers. Like, you're amazing.
Oh, absolutely. I could go all day with Mommy Dearest quotes. It could fill a show.
I gotta rewatch that too.
When you polish the floor, you've got to move the tree. There's so.
Wait, I gotta put that. Really... I gotta put that in my Twitter bio. Okay. When you polish. This is amazing.
It's true. It's true. That's why we need to have a Mommy Dearest party and bring all of our Mommy Dearest fans.
Oh, I have to rewatch this.
You do.
Absolutely. This is great.
You've got to update your vocabulary.
Oh my gosh.
Mommy Dearest is everything. Probably one of my favorite movies of all time. Faye Dunaway, one of our remaining real movie stars.
Yeah.
Such a bitch. there is no doubt that
but that's why she is. That's it. Look at it. She's built herself up and
gotta
I don't know if you were Faye Dunaway. If I were Faye Dunaway, I'd be a bitch.
Yeah.
Kiss my ass.
Yes,
you peasants.
Absolutely.
I played, you know, Mommy Dearest, Kiss My Mommy Aunt. Dearest.
And that's allegedly like her least favorite, but maybe deep down. Inside, really? Maybe she just secretly says.
Or maybe it's the role that probably got the most attention.
Probably, yeah. And she has done a lot of things. I can give her that much. Is like, no wonder she doesn't like it, if she really doesn't like Mommy Dearest, because she has had a lot of roles that were really epic.
But that's the one that gets
and
everything.
I didn't even really know, because, you know.
Well, she played such a character.
She did. She did. Yeah, but it's like she's in Network, and you don't even know. Most people don't even seem to know she's in Network, the movie.
I had no idea. Yeah. See? There you go.
She's the crazed news person looking to get likes, basically.
Man.
It all ties together.
Wow, I feel bad. Yeah, sorry.
We'll go back. Go
sorry,
watch.
Faye.
Watch Mommy Dearest.
But your Joan Crawford rendition was pretty awesome, so.
And then go watch Network.
Yeah.
And enjoy. Those are that's your assignment for.
All right. I have homework now.
In between binging, you can watch some true Hollywood movies.
We're doing this.
Sometimes you just got to tap into.
You got to revisit, so you could remember where you came from.
That's right. Remember true Hollywood, when all we had was faces.
You know I'm Googling Mommy Dearest quotes right now, right? Okay.
I'm sure. Yeah. See, that should show you a true aficionado of the subject is that you were thinking wire hangers, because everybody thinks wire hangers.
Well, was the line.
I have so many more. Yeah.
I happen to be looking at wire hangers right now, so she'd get upset in my home.
No more wire hangers ever.
That came out in 1981. Wow.
And it is held up.
Wow.
Well, at least we've given people some fabulous content to watch. If you're bored,
we've given you stuff to do.
Absolutely. Now you have it. Now you can fill the rest of your week with whatever you don't do. You can do this after listening to Coffee House and subscribing to us.
Yes.
On Spotify, following us on Spotify and all the other places. Go tweet us. Go love us. Go Instagram us.
Like us before we can't see the likes anymore.
Yes, like us. Oh, exactly. Yes. Yeah. Follow us and like us. Like us as much as possible between now and whenever this starts.
Gosh darn it. When's it coming? It's coming. It's like the impending new.
I went through that whole goddamn New York Times article and did not say when it's starting.
They don't know.
I mean, New York Times is a book all the time. And for research purposes, I stuck with it. But they didn't tell me.
You're a good person.
I am a good person. Look at all the research I do for this show. What I do for you.
You know, Dee, I'm going to clap for you.
Thank you. Thank you. And I know many out there are clapping for us. So thank you. Thank you so much.
Or are they just swatting away mosquitoes?
Exactly. Until next week, we'll see you then.
Happy trails to you. And I gotta go watch Joan Crawford.
Go watch Joan Crawford. Don't fuck with me, fellas. This ain't my first time at the rodeo.
That was her at Pepsi. Yep. See, this is great. Yes, it's all coming back.
It's all coming back. Go watch.
For more shows by the artist Dee and Anne Marie, find Coffee House on Spotify or listen at juicetalk.com. That's juiced talk.com. This is 4Culture Radio. 4Culture.com.